This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Can I tell you guys something? Like that.
Nope.
You know what I'm doing tonight? Andrew's coming over and we're putting up the Christmas tree. And today, guys, I got out the Michael Bublé Christmas CD. I got out the Kenny Chesney Christmas CD. Not that good, actually. And the Jimmy Buffett Christmas CD. And I am all about Christmas music from now on, November 11th forward. Are we going to start playing Christmas music?
We can.
Stevie did that one time.
What are you talking about on the stations?
Can I supervent? Is that the word? Whatever the
circumvent?
Word. Circumvent. I don't know. Whatever. Can I jump over Stevie?
Supersede.
Can I jump over Stevie in terms of, because he runs the show, yeah, and just put on Christmas music on one of our stations?
You'll have to talk to Rob Stone about that
one. Oh, okay. So I could go behind Stevie's back. Okay.
Yes.
So I could possibly get he and I both fired.
If you want me to start putting the instrumentals in our music tracks, I can.
Ooh, Christmas?
Yeah.
That's up to Derek.
After Thanksgiving?
Okay.
I got to be honest. I'm normally a real stickler on after Thanksgiving. But this year, I'm getting the itch.
I was saying is with COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people are kind of in basketball season's coming around.
Yeah.
People are hungry for the winter.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I did not know until this morning. I had to get up early and go to a meeting. And on the way there, I thought, I'm going to put up my Christmas tree tonight. So I got a hold of Andrew and I said, do you want to come over? And he goes, yeah, that'd be perfect. So we're going to play. I don't know that he's going to be excited about this, but I'm going to play some Christmas music. And by the way, before we get to Brad Underwood, you know, it's Wednesday and some people have a drink on a Wednesday. Why wouldn't you, I guess, if you're feeling like it? But
what?
Here's the deal. We got an Indiana kid to commit to Illinois and he is signed and sealed. And it's Luke Goody, and he's my guy.
There you go.
And I feel like I need to celebrate that.
Deserving.
So anybody out there, it's still a little bit warm. It is a little bit dark. But here we go. This is to you. Well, I shouldn't say that to you, Luke Goody, because you're too young. This is to me, Lante, for getting my guy.
Junior, he's 21, so
boom.
Let's make this legal.
Then we can do it.
You'll have the in-state sweep. Well, he'll beat Indiana and Purdue in the same season, and I'm sure he'll be toasting to that.
I'll be fine with that. I would be okay with that. On the College of Aces text line, Bill last hour said, not to tell you guys your job, it isn't the move to play the long recorded audio at the end of the show so you can leave. Well, my response to him is, we are professionals. And we would not do that to you, the listener. We are here until the last second. That's what
we're even leaving the last segment open in case something pops up, you know.
Absolutely.
Just in case.
So we are going to basically talk Illinois basketball all day. And we did all in the first hour. Heard from Brad Underwood talking about Luke Goody, the signing of Luke Goody, and talked about his game, his versatility, et cetera. Well, Brad met today with the media, and it was about a 25-minute media, I guess, conference. I mean, obviously, Derek, you were in on that, but we thought what we would do is go uninterrupted. And by the way, since I teased it, here's what Trevor had sent me. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. The IHSA just announced that they and Governor Pritzker are going to have a meeting next week to rediscuss basketball. I'm so confused with everything that I don't even know where we're at right now. But they're going to rediscuss.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No. I mean, basically, the IHSA went against Pritzker, and Pritzker said, well, that's fine, but you're opening yourself up to lawsuits and all sorts of trouble. And so, according, I guess, to an IHSA survey, 320 of 546 schools say they don't feel safe playing. So that is that is kind of where we're at on that. But I guess the IHSA and Governor Pritzker will meet next week to rediscuss basketball and what they will do. Maybe there's a thought they'll push it further back into January, because I think practices were supposed to begin like tomorrow, I think.
To clarify, the 320 was just schools that don't feel safe going against the order or playing.
Fair enough.
Not necessarily that all 320 were.
Okay.
I meant safe in terms of legally as well as health-wise.
That's fair. There's people down in Teutopolis right now that are like, give me the basketball. Let's go. I want to play. But so that's the scoop, and they will meet again next Tuesday. Or I'm sorry, next week to discuss that. So I wanted to make sure I get that out. All right, Brad Underwood, today, again, met with the media. Here's 18 minutes of your Illini basketball coach.
Io named a preseason AP All-American today, and just kind of continues the preseason honors for him. What's maybe your reaction to all this coming for him ahead of the season?
No, my goodness. I mean, he deserves it. And, I think it speaks volumes to the job that our coaches do in terms of recruiting. I think it speaks volumes to the development that we've seen. You know, we've seen a young man gain 35 pounds. We've seen a young man that's continued to grow and improve his game from one year to the next. And we're going to see an unbelievable Io Desumah this year, and a guy that has worked very, very hard. And he was one of the best guards in the country last year at the end of the year. There was no doubt about that. And he's ready to pick up where he left off. And part of that is not just being a first-team All-League, but now he's a first-team All-American.
All right, Coach, I know you can't talk about specific kids at this point, but what other needs do you have in this current 2021 class? And, you know, just based on who you're going to be losing after the season, and are you expecting to sign any more players in the early period?
Yeah, we're very active. We're very active. We'll see. This recruiting process has been very different than any we've seen, just simply because a lot of kids have not been on campus. And, some are trying to wait that process out and go into the spring. I do know that there's some kids we've been involved with for a few years that are going to go in the spring, and that's okay. But we're actively involved. Obviously, with the, decision of Io to come back, and now you pair that with what could be Trent leaving. Obviously there's stuff down the road with what happens if those kids come back. We'll deal with that at a later time, but obviously, we'd like to, find a primary ball handler, and see what that looks like. But we're going to continue to prod and look all over the country and all over the world for those guys.
You know, the seniors have an option to come back too, right? An extra year of eligibility.
Correct.
So is that something that you're considering when you're kind of mapping things out with those 13 available scholarships?
Well, I don't look at that. I don't look at it that way. I think those guys are going to have opportunities, to earn a living playing basketball. But yet, they want to, they have the option to want to do that. And so we'll have those discussions as we move on. I think right now our approach has been pretty singular. Let's try to sign the guys that we know we need and that we want and that fit us. And let's not go out and try to take a reach on somebody or a gamble on somebody, just simply to not put ourselves in a scholarship situation. We know that the transfer waiver will probably pass. So that's going to open a lot of things up in a lot of different areas as well. It could make for just a wild spring, but so we're trying not to to put ourselves in a spot that's uncomfortable if those guys do come back, but we're trying to address our needs as well.
Last thing, Coach, and maybe a shot in the dark, but what have you heard in terms of when you might have a schedule in place?
That's a great question. We're 2 weeks from today, we know we're going to play Duke in the ACC Challenge, and I got to think that we're getting closer. We're still waiting on certain things to be firm, and to see what it looks like. Guys, it's hard. It's hard, and I can't tell you anything other than it's a challenging. Joey Biggs is working 12, 14, 16 hour days trying to put all the pieces together, and we're getting closer, but I don't know. And I think it's going to be one of spontaneity. I just had one of the coaches pop their head in, and there's already been a preseason game canceled because of contact tracing. Uh, And, you know, we're going to fill in with somebody quickly if that's the case. So what it looks like, when we roll it out, maybe something completely different if we have games canceled.
Hey Coach, good to see you. I know a year ago when you brought Stephen Gentry on, we wondered on the outside what he'd bring to the program recruiting wise. I know you had seen some of that at Stephen F. Austin, but did you learn anything about him in this recruitment, just the way that he worked it? It's a nice feather in his cap to go to Indiana, a place where you haven't gotten someone in a while, and get a top 100 kid.
Well, you guys had to learn him. I didn't. You know, you guys are the ones with all the questions. I knew what I was getting. I'd worked with him before. So yeah, he's a pit bull. He's a pit bull recruiter, and he gets focused. He's got a, he's got a mentality that, you know, he does a great job of circling, all the wagons and making sure that he's touched everybody. He's very thorough. He dives in terms of breaking down young people's games and knowing, every bit of information there is to know. And, you know, he got centered in on Luke, very early and, you know, forged a great relationship. And again, it goes to show you how good a coach Stephen is. And he's not just a basketball coach. He's a very good recruiter and always has been. And, so yeah, and to get into a place we haven't had one in a while, and to get into a program, where a young man's been coached as well as he's coached. And you know, we know that, it's the perfect fit. It's the perfect piece for us. And we're excited, and Steven did an unbelievable job in that process.
A lot of people are going to focus on that Indiana angle. Do you put much stock into that? I know that you look at your roster and you'll take them from anywhere, but at a time when you're building the program up and back as a national presence, is it nice to have that come in from a state, a neighboring state like that?
Not really. You guys think I'm being coach speak, but I really don't look at it like that. I mean, he's a guy that fit, and I mean, he happened to be in Indiana, and I mean, he had you know, Purdue and Indiana and Michigan State and all the Big Ten schools recruiting him, you know, it's you know, those guys have come into our state before and got players, and you go where you've got the perfect fit, and Luke was an absolutely wonderful fit, and he's got a wonderful family, and you know, you always look at all the angles, you know, with a father who went to Indiana, and you know, and how does that play into things? But my goodness, I mean, his background and his pedigree, and he immediately fell in love with our university and our program as we did him. So it's a perfect marriage.
And last one, I know you may not know exactly who you play or what order, but you know, you're going to play here soon. What are you seeing from practice? What do you like? Maybe what are some things you got to get ready for as you approach the season?
Yeah, it, you know, we're able to put ourselves in a little different situation, Derek, because we got some veterans, and, you know, we've spent, we feel like we're ahead a little bit in terms of being able to work on situations. You know, we had 12 games last year decided by 6 points or less. So we're really focusing in on trying to maximize, how we execute in certain situations and taking the, 2-for-1s and taking, you know, the last second, got to get the ball in, getting fouled situations, and you know, trying to get honed in on those things and what plays we want to run. We're still a ways away defensively. You know, the defensive side takes a lot of chemistry. I feel like we're in a solid place offensively, you know, we've just got to continue. We don't have everything in yet, you know, and now we're to that point the last couple of weeks where you start adding press breakers and you start adding, you know, different situations. So we've still got some work to do. There's no doubt. But, the one thing we're trying to hammer home is just that consistent effort every single day, knowing that we're going to take everybody's best shot.
Okay, Joey, you're up, and then Matthew Stevens. Hey, Brad, you mentioned you've been eyeballing Luke for a while. Do you remember when he first kind of came on your radar, how he did, and what you kind of thought of him way back when?
Yeah, I think it was a couple summers ago. And it was on the AAU circuit, obviously. And we were looking for a guy that, again, had you know, was an exceptional shooter. I mean, there's no doubt coming into it's one of the things we've been trying to address and trying to have guys that have great size and not just the 6'3", 6'4", guys, but guys that can extend the floor in 6'7", 6'8". And we knew Luke was continuing to grow, and you could tell by his frame, and loved his jump shot. And then it was just one of those situations where we got on him and forged a relationship. We were very fortunate. We got him over here a few times to campus, so he could see it firsthand. He saw the State Farm Center in a couple different games. I'm so excited. They felt as comfortable with us as we did him. So we were fortunate in the fact that before all this COVID stuff, he'd been on campus a couple times.
And, you know, we see some programs adding 2-3 guys today, but you guys have really always, in your tenure here, done work in that second signing period, the more traditional one. Where is that? Where does that patience, I guess, come from to not panic with just, you know, a sheer number of names in the first one and kind of let things play out?
Yeah, I mean, what good does a good ranking do early if you're you got to put them all together at the end. You got to see what the final product is. And I think one of the things that we've tried to do is be specific and not panic I think one of the things that one of the real challenges, we recruit guys all year long at every position. And then when your team gets there and you actually look at them that year and you say, okay, how does it all fit? What do we need? And you're always trying to fill a hole. And yet, when you get into practice, it might not be a hole anymore. You may have found it with the recruit or so-and-so, but I feel great about Luke, because we've known that's been a concern, and shooting and size and toughness, and his mentality just fits. We're continuing to beat the paths, and I've got one of the best staffs in the country in terms of guys getting players, but they're going to get the guys that fit us. I think COVID has changed the scenario where a lot of kids are going late. And like I said, I'm expecting a semi-wild spring, you know, from the standpoint of transfers and guys signing late.
And I wanted to ask you about a couple guys you got last year, and Adam and Andre. Those two were kind of linked, I guess, in the minds of a lot of fans, just given how they came in at the guard position. And they're fairly close, it sounds like. Roommates, do a lot of things together. What kind of bond have you seen those two develop over the course of the last?
They're very close. They're very, very close. They've got a great relationship. You can tell they like each other a lot. They get matched together a lot in practice. It's fun to see that kind of synergy between them. And they're such different players. And that's why it fits. They complement each other. That's really exciting for what they're both going to bring to the table this season. They're both going to be leaned on heavily at a very young age. And yet they're both have a maturity about them that is beyond their years. So I'm excited about both those young men.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad, you had a player at Stephen F. Austin named Jacob Parker. Am I reaching that the skill sets of those two guys with him and Luke are very, very similar, or am I reaching there?
They're a little bit different, but similar. You know, Jake ended up becoming a conference player of the year. The one thing that happened with Jake, Jacob Parker, was, he basically became our five man. And he might have been the best shooting five man in the country. But he was 6'6", 6'7". Luke Goody's a little better athlete, I think, in terms of running, jumping. He's got a Jake was a their IQ, their field, their passing, very similar. But you know, they have some tendencies. But I would hate to link them together and say, you know, because I think Luke Goody does some things that are pretty exceptional.
You mentioned how well Luke has been coached throughout his entire process, whether it's at the high school level, the AAU level, whatever it may be. How integral is that in how you go about recruiting kids and how much they've been coached and how well they've been coached before you get them?
Well, it definitely helps in the process. And I think the one thing that it makes the transition easier. You know, when you have an idea of terminology, when you have an idea of concepts, when you have an idea of what you're doing defensively, you know, then it helps expedite the process of being ready to play at the highest level. And I think that's one of the challenges that all coaches, not just myself, is guys that, you know, have a lot to learn. Sometimes that process gets bogged down. And Luke's in great shape there. He's you know, there's no doubt it's a change physically. It's a change, you know, from a conditioning and strength standpoint. And then you add the mental component of having to learn a new system. And all that can be pretty burdensome at times. And Luke's ahead of the game there. So we're, you know, again, we look for it. His IQ, his feel is all great, and that'll help him in the transition.
If I could ask a quick COVID question, I'm curious, Brad, if you've had to change behaviors of your players, and what I specifically mean is, are you having guys live by themselves because of contact tracing, in the sense that, you know, we've just seen on the football team some roommates get popped because of contact tracing and they're not even positive. Is that something that you and your staff have talked about, you know, how to avoid that throughout the course of a year?
Yeah, it's a continual process. And again, you know, it's not the most feasible situation to keep guys in single rooms. You know, when they're got their names on a contract and paying rent and doing those things. You know, I think when you start looking at travel, I think when you start looking at different scenarios, yeah, contact tracing, no doubt, is a major concern in how you separate it. And again, we tell guys to constantly every day shrink their circle. You can't interact with others, and that's one of the things, main reason why the everyday testing allows them, when they're on the court and they're in the practice mode, to not have contact tracing. As soon as they step out in the real world, all bets are off, and it's back to contact tracing. And, you know, we've seen it more and more as the spike has gone up. We've seen it on the football side a great deal. And, you know, it's you know, we talk about positives all the time, but contact tracing will be the biggest challenge.
That is the big challenge this year, because we need basketball. And of course, you heard Derek Piper in the midst of that 18-minute interview, asking questions to Brad Underwood, who met again with the media today. All right, we had a big announcement that came over Twitter while we were sitting here. Trevor actually was refreshing his phone, and it popped up, Illinois and Missouri. The Bragging Rights game, Derek, is it on or is it not?
It's on, baby.
Yes!
December 12th.
Yes!
The day before I turn 30, which is irrelevant.
Oh, 5 days before Trevor turns 19.
5 days after I turn 23.
But 23.
Nice try.
I'm kidding you. All right, here's what we're going to do, though. There's something interesting that's going to happen to determine where this game will be played, whether it be Columbia or whether it be Champaign. When we come back, we will break down the extensive effort that Andy Katz and crew are going to go just to learn where this basketball game will be played on December 12th. We will fill you in on that next. Illinois, Missouri, the Bragging Rights game will happen December 12th. We don't know yet where. You will tomorrow night, and we'll explain how they're going to get there when we return It Is the Drive.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, BC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. BC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BC.com. Member FDIC.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Don't look now, but Christmas is right around the corner, is it? Well, if you haven't made holiday plans for your family or business, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will host private Christmas parties Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night for a guaranteed minimum of people. For more information, call Donnie, 217-568-7722. That's 568-7722 for more details. Don't wait until the last minute to make your Christmas party before the date is gone. Choose the Long Branch Steakhouse this holiday season, located in downtown Gifford.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Body and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Body and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Body and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Hey everybody, it's Jay Lehman, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? Are you looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my home and for my clients. You can find them at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
And MLS number 227034. Mulder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Long's Garage is the longest-running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC-certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
Hey, it's Jay Lehman, former U of I All-American linebacker. Are you in need of a new roof? Look no further than Freedom Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. They can completely replace your roof. They can also replace or repair your gutters. Freedom Roofing is known for quality. As a real estate professional, I use them for my own home, and I also use them for my client's home. They can be found at freedomchampagne.com. That's freedomchampagne.com.
See the showroom top Designer Shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Have you been made to feel like you are not at the right place in life to talk with someone about your finances? Maybe you've been told you do not have enough income or assets or have too much debt. Terry and Tim at Chester Financial meet you wherever you are in life, whether you are just starting out, close to retirement, or anywhere in between. For an appointment with Terry and Tim, call me, Christy, at 352-5828.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company. Member FINRA, SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 618-202-217-352-5828.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Yes.
You're not on. There you go.
There we go.
Are your appliances running? Then you better go catch them.
Ah!
Well, if they aren't, you should go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World just off I-74 in Champaign. If you don't want to go in, you can visit them online, appliance-world.com.
That was to your joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sorry.
I thought you were just saying nobody's listening.
No. A lot of people are listening.
Virtual showroom, chat with an associate online, and don't forget to ask about their 10-year protection.
Wow.
Plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
That is amazing.
Just off I-74 in Champaign or online, appliance-world.com.
Getting prerogatives now. Is that right? Am I saying this right? On the College of Aces text line, Daniel says, I'm waiting outside in my car after work to listen to this announcement about the bragging rights game. Make it count so I don't waste my time. Is that a prerogative?
I don't know.
We're getting threats. Okay, so we got to make this good. So we heard from Brad Underwood in the first hour, of course, about Luke Goody. We talked all about, in the first hour, if you're all about Illinois recruiting, Derek Piper was on fire. So you want to make sure to go back and listen to that. StevieJJAY.com. We then played uninterrupted 18 minutes of Brad Underwood that you just heard. We then, during the press conference that we reran, we got a tweet. Well, we didn't, but the tweet came out from Illinois basketball. I think that's who it was, saying that Illinois and Missouri is on December 12th, the bragging rights game. So now the question is, Derek, where's it going to be?
It will be up to the flip of a coin.
What?
Seriously? Which will happen tomorrow night.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So I hope that suited you, Daniel. So basically what they're doing, Andy Katz at 6 o'clock.
Of course he is.
Of course, yeah. Which, hey, as much as he loves Illinois, maybe he will rig the coin toss to go Illinois way. Maybe that could happen. So on one side, you're going to have a block eye.
Can I do a quick aside?
Yeah?
I don't know if you'll like this or not. Did Andy Katz not see the girl who had the braces and was about to get them off? And she's like, oh, she's going to be real hot when she gets these off. Starts making friends, and now he's in, baby.
She's like, well, Andy's not the hottest guy, but he liked me when nobody else did. So that's why I'm marrying.
That's Andy Katz in Illinois.
Andy Katz, that's
he
exactly
has parlayed
right.
Getting laid off by ESPN into quite a social media presence between.
He's done well.
Essentially working for the NCAA with videos, working for BTN. I mean, he's all over the place, whether you like it or not.
He was on CBS first, right?
Was he?
I think he was a CBS guy first. He and Seth Davis Is that right, or am I thinking Seth Davis? I was thinking Andy Katz and Seth Davis were both CBS guys. Then Andy Katz went over to ESPN, and then he got laid off from ESPN, and now he's just kind of rejuvenated himself, I guess, or not rejuvenated. I cannot figure out. I'm trying to really sound smart today and not.
That works.
Reinvented. Yeah, right. Rejuvenated, I guess, would work, too. So, basically, Andy Katz is going to have, like, this hour-long show. He's going to talk to who again?
He's going to talk to Brad Underwood, Konzo Martin, Mizzou President and Chancellor Choi, Illinois Chancellor Jones,
okay.
Athletic Director from Missouri, Jim Stark, Athletic Director from Illinois, Josh Whitman, Missouri Senior, might have heard of him, Jeremiah Tillman, and Illinois Star Junior, Io DeSumo.
So that we're going to do all of that, presumably then do a coin flip. Unless they start the show with a coin flip.
They're not going to do that. Everybody's going to tune out.
I would agree. I mean, I totally would agree. So
Mark Smith declined to be present.
Did he really?
No, that's not in there.
That was going to add some sauce to that story.
That could have been like a Springer episode, right? Where
yes.
Mark Smith is sitting there and they say, Brad Underwood's on the line, Mark. And then the audience goes, ooh.
And Steve is there. Is that his name, Steve? Whatever. Didn't he have his own show?
Well, that's Steve Wilkos.
Yeah,
Jerry Springer, but they both have their own similar show. But
Wilkos was like the security guy for Springer, right?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think he spun off of Springer and started his own show. Why would I know that?
I don't know.
That is actually damaging.
And
to
they
me.
Played a little like bell, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to start fighting.
Are you the father? We'll find out next.
Can I throw in two random points here?
Yeah, but where can we watch this in case somebody really wants to, like Daniel, before he goes inside?
We'll be available on Facebook, YouTube, and both schools' official websites. So FightingIllini.com at 6 p.m. Central tomorrow night.
Okay.
Point number one.
Yes.
There are no fans at either arena, right?
Correct.
Or are there, maybe?
Well, I don't know, and I would assume no.
My point is that I don't really think it's going to... If you go at Mizzou, it's not like you're going, darn. You'd prefer to be at home, but, like, I don't think it's devastating one way or the other, right?
I tell you what, Illinois would probably like to play at home once. I mean, I know they're going to have that four-team MTE event, but that's almost like saying multiple-team event. They're going to have the four-team MTE, but then they've got to go to Indy. They've got to go to Durham. They may have to go to Columbia.
I guess I stand corrected. It says that they're going to allow 20% capacity for Mizzou home games.
Oh, then just play.
So maybe you should root for Missouri to win the coin toss, because then I suppose it means you could go to the game.
Seriously, just play it there.
I'm with you there.
Play it there. Why wouldn't you? Play it in Columbia, but you have to guarantee Illinois 10%. Right? I mean, that's what the bragging rights game is all about. Now, Columbia.
What's going to be interesting is there going to be a return game. So the following year, are you going to say we're going to the other venue, or are we just going to be like, all right, we're going back to St.
They'll
Louis?
They'll go back to St. Louis.
So, yeah, in that case, because Missouri could sit there and say, well, next year when we go to Champaign, I'll think you're letting half your crowd be Missouri.
No, I tell you what I would do. I would, and maybe they'll address this tomorrow in the 14-hour event known as the LeBron James decision. I would just say, let's do it in Missouri, 10% Illinois fans, 10% Missouri fans, and both schools split the proceeds. Isn't that the best way to do it? And, of course, Missouri's got all, if they hosted, they'd have all the expenses. So maybe pay the expenses, whatever's left over, team split. That just makes sense to me.
Well, but to Derek's point, if you're letting 3,000 fans in and the game is at Missouri and you're a Missouri fan, you get blocked because they're allocating half the seats to Illinois fans, wouldn't that anger you?
Maybe. Ryan in Monticello said, would Missouri notice a difference in attendance from previous years?
Hey-o. This is, I'll just quote it. The Kansas City Star says, Mizzou Arena, home of the Tigers, with a capacity of 15,000, will host about 3,000 fans per game this year. 20% capacity, said Ryan Alpert, Deputy Athletic Director of External Operations.
Ryan Alpert.
Alpert has been at the forefront of Mizzou's efforts to alter the seating plan because of COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Ryan. Well, then just do it in Columbia. Now, I had a theory about the coin toss. Because the University of Illinois is absolutely kicking butt when it comes to testing for COVID-19, I told you guys they've already determined behind the scenes that the game will be in Champaign. But to not upset Missouri fans, they're going to do this big production of a coin flip. And in reality, it's still going to be played in Champaign. Just no Missouri fan will know that. Do you think that's the case? Listen, if it was just a simple coin flip on the set of the Big Ten Network or whatever, then I think maybe that would be the case.
I could see that.
But since they're bringing in everybody plus the cheerleaders to visit about this, then I think it's probably actually going to be a coin flip. Will this be the most...
Probably a fair fight.
Is this the most anticipated coin flip you've ever waited on?
Has
or,
to be.
Or was it maybe an overtime Bears game? I'm guessing there would have been probably,
probably
an NFL
somewhere
game.
Somewhere there.
Yeah.
It's real blurry and hazy.
Where else is a coin flip used? Is it only the NFL? Do they use a coin flip in college football for overtime? I bet they do. I bet they do.
Yes.
So football is like the only sport that utilizes this, still utilizes the coin flip. Is it going to be a quarter? Oh, this is. There's a lot of questions here. I have
see,
a lot of questions.
They already have it. It's a two-sided coin. One that one side displays Mizzou's oval tiger. On the other, there's Illinois' block eye.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. So this is tomorrow night. You can catch it on FightingIllini.com.
At the conclusion of the show, is what
correct.
It says in here, of course.
Of course. Wait, at the conclusion of our show?
That'd be nice, but no.
Oh, okay.
At the conclusion of our show, you can then tune in to FightingIllini.com and then include the conclusion of that show,
boom.
You see the coin.
Okay, got it.
Seems like a win-win to me.
So
you
that,
either have the ability to go to the game or the game's played at home for Illinois.
That, you know what, I
right?
agree. I agree. That's a good point. And I don't know how they, I guess you'd have to go, like, let's say Illinois was allowed 10%. How do they pick that? Is it donors? I would assume iFund in that regard, which wouldn't upset me because they give the most money, whatever. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that'll be a thing. That's actually a thing that we're going to do tomorrow with Andy Katz. I cannot believe we're talking about that, and that's how it's going to be
Wherever
done.
Wherever it's going to be, I'm just glad the game's going to happen.
Amen. And like we talked about, that week you could have Baylor, Duke, Missouri, and then soon after start Big Ten play. You may have, let's say you start at like Iowa or Michigan State. Can you imagine? That might be the toughest four. And I know Missouri's not supposed to be great, but they've beaten you 2 years in a row. And we all know that bragging rights game, for the most part, is a tight contest. You could have four or five just big league games in a row, and it's like, well, bring it.
Are you not entertained?
Yes, I
and
am.
And COVID, stay the heck away. Dear God,
oh,
please.
Hey, College of Aces text line. Randy says, Portland lost the coin flip to Houston for Hakeem Olajuwon and then took Sam Bowie. And, of course, who was after Sam?
Mike.
Jordan. Some guy named Mike. Wow. All right, we're back to wrap this puppy up. It's the drug.
Dr. Jared Rogers, OSF Healthcare. We need a flu shot.
You surely don't want the flu and COVID at the same time.
What are you seeing at OSF with anxiety?
We've certainly seen an uptick in anxiety, you know, and just outright fear in a lot of people. So we see increased visits for that related to the pandemic. At OSF, we actually have an app that you can download. It's called Silver Cloud, and it then helps you, you know, digitally to manage your anxiety, manage your stress. And so a lot of people are doing that. It's free of charge, doesn't require a visit anywhere to see anybody. And then if you need other assistance, you can certainly still do that.
Is telehealth here to stay?
I believe it is. The ClearBot is on the OSF website, and you can access her by going to OSF Healthcare. She will guide you through what you believe may be COVID, or if you're even just worried about it.
Is it OSF?
osfhealthcare.org.
Fighting Illini football is back. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cybersecurity need. Take us home, Lincoln.
Sarah Champagne is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's Executive Manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champagne, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our four fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit sarahchampagne.com. That's S-E-R-R-A champagne.com.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
ho, ho, ho!
It's holiday Christmas!
And here's what just happened while everybody was listening to our incredible sponsors of The Drive with Tay and Piper.
Here's why we didn't just play out the audio for the rest of the show.
Exactly.
We couldn't address these things.
We could not address something like this. Earlier this year, Trevor Bauer basically punked the Chicago Cubs with a statement, and then he came out today and he got the last laugh. Trevor,
how did he punk the Cubs?
I don't know. What was his statement? Somebody from the Cubs said something about
him. Darvish were going back and forth, but I don't remember him being the one that like punked Darvish.
As a Cardinals fan, I saw it that way.
Okay. Well, you know what we can both agree on?
Okay.
Christian Yelich went after Darvish last year and said nobody needs help with seeing your pitches. And then Yelich hit like 100 this year, and Darvish finished second in the Cy Young. So.
That's awesome. Well, and you just kind of broke the news. Darvish did not win the National League Cy Young. Trevor Bauer from Cincinnati won it. He is a free agent, guys. He is a free agent. Do you, if you're the Cardinals, do you just go so pitching heavy it's ridiculous knowing you're going to score 1.2 runs a game?
I'd be okay with it.
I would too.
It's not going to happen.
Seriously, because what are you going to add offensively with what's available?
George Springer.
That is going to, if you told me Springer and Brantley, maybe.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think I would rather just go all in, all my chips in the middle of the table for pitching and say, let's see if we can win, you know, score three runs a game and win more than enough. But you're probably right. We need Springer and Brantley.
It's like building up that Baltimore Ravens defense and having Trent Dilfer as your quarterback.
Right.
Still led to the Super Bowl.
It's still won. They're not getting Springer, right? That's too expensive.
Yeah, probably not.
Now, Brantley could be had. Everybody's saying it's going to be a boring offseason. I think for the Cardinals, it's going to be a little more entertaining than you think. I think they're going
to. I hope you're right.
And I do think Yachty and Waino come back. And then I think they're going to get that second level kind of free agent. Can the Cubs do anything?
Thanks for somehow parlaying my Darvish talk immediately into Cardinals offseason talk.
I totally did, and I was thinking about that as I was talking with Derek.
Bauer got 27 of the 30 first place votes.
Oh, wow. I thought you said he swept it.
I thought he swept it, but he didn't quite.
Okay.
The point is, though, most of them are much closer than that.
Yeah.
And if you look at their stat lines, they're very similar. And so I just...
What were they, real quick, before Pipes wants to jump in?
Well, I don't have them in front of me.
Oh, I thought you had.
I remember looking at them.
I know Bauer's ERA was 1.73. He was only 5-4, though. Didn't get a lot of run support. But to your question about could the Cardinals sign him, I don't think he's signing up for that offense knowing that his playoff game this year, 7 2/3, 12 strikeouts, 2 hits, no earned runs, and his team didn't score a run in the 13 innings or 14 that they played.
That's right, against Atlanta.
Yep.
That's right.
Bauer's ERA was 1.0. What'd you say, Derek?
7?
1.7. Darvish's was 2 on the nose.
Wow.
They had as many quality starts as each other. Darvish had more strikeouts. I don't know. It's just...
No, I get you.
I just feel like some of this...
And Darvish won a division.
True. I'm just being a sore loser, maybe. But I feel like some of this is people, especially the media darling. He is a media darling.
I'm
they
with
love
you.
Bauer.
I'm with right? you 100%.
He posts YouTube videos on how he pitches.
Yep.
And he responds to Bob Nightingale on Twitter and people like that. And so it's like, I guess the lesson is
well,
if you're an a-hole
it.
On Twitter, you get more Cy Young votes.
No, because I think Donald Trump learned the other way. President Trump. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, he didn't get more votes, so.
That's what I mean. And Trevor Bauer did.
Saying. Oh, I see what you're saying.
He doesn't earn you more.
Right.
I see.
So.
You know, I agree with you on that for one.
Maybe he's just better than Darvish. Listen, why wouldn't you give a vote to Darvish who's got 15 pitches? And throws them all for strikes.
Darvish has a lot of pitches, too.
He was incredible. Well, that's what I mean. You, Darvish, I mean, with 50. Does Bauer have 15 as well? Man, they're both good.
I wonder if you will accept defeat or if he'll just not say anything for...
Now, you're getting out of hand here.
For weeks.
You're getting out of...
Where were the, baby.
Were the,
anyways.
Where were the votes from? I got to know what cities they're from.
I can assure you all the baseball writers are living people that cast those votes.
That was kind of fun right there, you and I going by.
I love you, Lon.
Some of these
writers really mailed it in, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on, this is fun. We just took politics and had fun with it. And that's something we never do on this show.
That was a perfect ending line.
It was perfect. All right, just all sorts of basketball today. Thank you, Trevor, for putting all that together on Brad Underwood. That was great stuff. Tomorrow, what are we doing? I'm going to play this again because we actually have a couple of cool things coming up in the next couple of days with regards to interviews. So tomorrow, 5:05, Michael Osaki, who went to the University of Illinois, he's a card appraiser. So he appraises baseball, basketball, all that. He's going to join us to talk about it because an article I read said that COVID-19 has kind of spurred on the card industry. So if you're somebody that has baseball cards, you want to be listening at 5:05. Then at 5:30...
Mike LaTulip, head coach for the House of Pain. Talk some Andres Feliz, who's going to have some professional options after the draft next week.
Sweet.
We'll ask him about a bunch of other stuff. And then Friday...
Oh...
We made it happen during the show. Ty Washington's head coach.
In 30 minutes, Derek Piper went from, we should get him on, to boom.
It's happening. Ty Washington's head coach, Ed Gibson, is going to join us Friday at 5:05.
Yes! On the heels of Ty making a decision Sunday between Illinois and Creighton. That is a must listen to. We'll do that at 5:05. Then, of course, Hans D at 5:30. Which... is better than any of the stuff we just mentioned. So, all right, let's get out of here. That was fun. I'm putting my Christmas tree up tonight. Feliz Navidad. It is The Drive. Boo.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.